Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves in your mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything to try to hinder the word of God from going forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for having me behind Calvary's cross, anointed truth and quick. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, salvation to go forth that the kingdom of God may grow. This night and forevermore, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, hallelujah, chapter 11, verse 1. In chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, hallelujah, and all those that are listening, I want to talk about, will your anchor of faith hold? Will your anchor of faith hold in these troubled times that we are in? Brothers and sisters in Christ, faith is not an illusion or magic. It is a power rooted in external principles. Child of God, you need an anchor that will hold during the storms of life, even now in 2023. You see, that anchor has to be your own faith. Bible says God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. You see, beloved, even now in 2023, it is not easy being a believer in Christ or a Christian. But you must find a way to live your life by faith without compromising. Bible says here in the book of Romans 12, verse 3, the B clause of the verse, again, that God have dealt to every man or woman the measure of faith. Yes, beloved, everyone has faith. But the question here in 2023 may be asked, where is your faith anchored? Sooner or later in life, you will experience the storms of life, which will begin to blow And then the question becomes, will the anchor of your faith hold? Here we see with the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 1, verse 7 through 9. It says, in the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Believers in Christ, people of God, the Apostle Peter gives us reasons why it is important to anchor our faith in Christ. Yes, will your anchor of faith hold when the storms of life come a-calling? You see, faith in Christ is imperishable. It is enduring, everlasting. A question may be asked, how can that be? I'm glad to ask. Well, let's look where faith in Christ is. Faith in Christ is kept in heaven because that's where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Jesus says here in the book of Matthew 6, verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Also in Matthew 6, verse 20, it says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Yes, beloved, will your anchor of faith hold in 2023 in these trying times that we are facing? In a place where we haven't walked before. That's why we got to look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Faith is now. Yesterday's faith can't help you. Last year's faith have come and gone. We in a brand new year, a year of a new beginning, a year of a brand new start. God have allowed us to still be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. Each day that we are alive and on top of the ground is a blessing. Indeed, God is merciful. He have allowed us to wake up this morning. He have allowed us to be found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. We are thankful and grateful for the blood that flows in our veins. We are grateful because the hand of God have seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, our faith has to be in Christ, in the Lord, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus set the set example for us to follow. Yes, we, as we look around in 2023, the economy is going haywire. Those that hold office of authority is flexing their muscles and try to make a seem as if they have all kind of power. But I stop by this tonight to let you know there's only one that has all power, and that is God himself, the creator of all creation, the one that sits high and look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And indeed, we serve a merciful God. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. We serve a God that neither slumber nor sleep. We serve a God that is never caught by surprise. No, the God that we serve, he knows us. He knows our thoughts before we even think it. He knows our heart, because he looks deep down within our heart to see if faith is active and not passive. Bible says that he goes, his eyes goes to and fro, seeking for those whose heart is loyal towards him. He's looking for those that is in right standing with him. And indeed, we've been drafted in because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us by becoming an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, for covering and washing all sins away. So indeed, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the question still avails in 2023. Will your anchor of faith hold in these times of difficult that we find ourselves in? Yes, child of God, if your faith is set upon the things of this world, then your faith will perish. Beloved, countless kingdoms have come and gone and have fallen. Economics has been built and destroyed. Nations have been established and vanished all the way. All that is left of some of these kingdoms are the ruins you can see in a museum. Only the kingdom of God has remained constant in the past over 2,000 years. Yes, your faith, child of God, is to be set in heaven and not on the things of this world. We know the things of this world is only temporary, but we as children of the Most High God, we are living in dual citizenship. We're here in this world, but we're not of it. Because our citizenship is placed in heaven. Yes, believer in Christ, God has absolute power. And it is not uncorrupted. There is no pride or ego in the power of Christ. You see, in the scope of eternity, Jesus is the only person who has absolute power. And he is also the only person for whom absolute power has not corrupted. Our faith can only be incorruptible. But when it is placed in Christ, our faith in Christ is unfading. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about faith. Faith being anchored in the Lord. Faith that will stand when the wind blows, when the water rises. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As we drop down in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to him must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible also says in Hebrews 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So people of God, our faith as a followers of Christ must be anchored in the timeless nature of Christ. You see, Christ's faith is not an ordinary faith. Christ's faith is a tested faith. Countless people have placed their faith in Christ and have found that the anchor will hold. Christ's faith is a tested faith. Christ's faith is a valuable, believing, revealing, and it is centered on love, the agape love of God. When we look here in 1 Peter 1, verse 7, it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perishes, though it be tried, tested with fire, it will be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. Again, we have to be reminded that faith is not an illusion. Faith is not based upon our feelings. Faith is an attribute, and it is so important for a believer in Christ, because we have to remember everything we get from God is by faith. By faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. Whether you believe it or not, each and every day, excuse me, each and every day, whether a sinner or a saint, we all have the measure of faith. But we have to exercise our faith on a daily basis. Yes, people may say that we as followers of Christ, that we are fanatics, that we are Jesus freaks, that we are, hallelujah, that we are taking our religion too far. Well, it's not my religion. Like Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So here the Apostle Paul again is saying that our faith is like gold. And as it is tested, it will begin to bring the impurities to the surface. And when the impurities are removed, our faith become more valuable. You see, people of God, gold is the standard by which we define value. As a child of God, we understand that gold is and was considered one. It is considered one of the most valuable things a person can have. Yes, while gold is valuable, it is secondary to our faith. You see, gold can perish, but our faith will endure. Our faith will stand. A faith in Jesus Christ will carry us through this life in 2023. and even into the world to come. A faith that stands in the death, burial, and resurrection of God's only Son is far more valuable than gold. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in, and I'll be listening at a later date. A faith that stands in the death, burial, and resurrection of God's only Son, Jesus, is far more valuable than gold. You see, our faith is in something eternal, not in something that cannot be destroyed. So will your anchor of faith hold when difficult times come? Will your anchor of faith hold when you're going through tough times and difficult situations? Will your anchor of faith hold when things come to you by surprise? An unexpected bill may show up at your door. Things that you thought that you had covered up, God allowed it to be uncovered. So by faith, we have to be prepared. And each and every day, that's why the Bible says, now faith is. So faith is now. Sure, each and every day of our lives, when we are blessed to still be alive, we walk by faith and not by sight. Realize that without faith, we can't please God. So in order to please him, we have to be determined for our faith to be exercised, for our faith to grow in order for us to mature in the things of God. Bible says, for us to desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that we may grow thereby. And as we mature in the faith, as we grow and exercise our faith muscles, we'll get stronger each and every day of our life. Faith is what moves God. Faith is what keeps us going. Faith is what, hallelujah, that believe beyond what we can see. Faith is what is the vehicle that, hallelujah, connects us with the divine power of God. You see, in order to have faith, in order for our faith to grow, in order for us to walk by faith and not by sight, we have to know him. We have to know him and the power of his might. So Jesus Christ set the example for us to follow. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Faith, whether we believe it or not, faith helps us each and every day. When we go to sit down on a chair, for example, we're not concerned about how we, sometimes we check it and make sure it's steady, but a lot of times we just sit in it. And we believe that our weight will not break the chair. We do this by faith. We get up inside our vehicles, place the key, and turn it, and we expect for the engine to turn and for the car to start, car, truck, or whatever vehicle we in, to start. We do that by faith. We put one step in front of the other in the natural in order to walk. We do this all by faith. So faith is Faith is needed. Faith is important. On a spiritual level, when we come to God by faith, Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by faith are we saved, and not by works, so that no man can boast." It is an invitation given by God to everyone for salvation. Come to God by faith. We line up and get in position by faith. Bible says in Romans 10:13, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So our faith comes by hearing the word of God. Each and every time that we go to an assembly where the word of God is being preached, we have to have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying through the person that is speaking, and believe by faith that what he said will line up with what the word of God said. One thing about God, he will not speak contrary to what his word says. That's why we got to try the spirit by the spirit to make sure that it is of God. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, faith is a component that is needed in order for us to go forward in the things of God. Remember, our faith is revealing. People of God, when the goldsmith in the natural, when he's doing the process of separating the impurities from the gold in liquid form, the impurities will flow, hallelujah, will flow away from the gold, which is pure. And when the gold is pure, the goldsmith will be able to see his reflection in the metal that is being melted. So in the spiritual, beloved, when our faith is pure and genuine, it should reflect Jesus, and also to reflect Jesus to the world. That's why our faith has to be anchored in him. And we must put on the characteristics that Jesus shows and displays. So people will see us not as a human agent, but as an ambassador for Christ, to where we are speaking according to what the word of God reveals each and every day of our lives. We must go beyond the four walls of a building, even our homes, into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we have to be mindful of the fact of the way we live. Our lives must line up with God's purpose, because his purpose is what we live for. God have tailor-made and assign each and every believer of Christ an assignment to complete while we're here on planet Earth. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we grow in Christ, we learn more about him and his love. Yes, child of God, it is only through a life given to Christ that you begin to see Christ as he really is. And the end result of a Christ-centered faith is that our lives are shaped and molded by Christ. And our faith begins to reflect that deeper knowledge of who Christ is. And our lives will begin to change from faith to faith and glory to glory. So, beloved, when we love, when we live differently from the way the world lives, we do this because our faith is growing. You see, those around us will see the difference. And your life begins to reflect the image of Christ. That's why we're in this world, but we're not of it. God's standard is what we live by and not the world's standard. So, beloved, our faith should be centered on our love for Christ on a daily basis.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real,
live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real,
live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to understand that faith is essential and it is important for a Christian as well as a non-Christian. Again, God have dealt to every man the measure of faith as well as woman. So, beloved, our faith should be centered on our love for Christ. Here in the book of 1 Peter 1, verse 8, whom having not seen ye, love in whom, though now ye see him, you see him not. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Here the Apostle Peter talks about how we love Christ, even though we have not seen him. Again, we are reminded that in Hebrews 11 and 1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, the emphasis of faith is that it does not require our sight or proof. But notice that faith is a reality. Just because something is not seen does not void or undo existence. The Apostle Peter had a faith in Christ that was timeless. As believers in Christ, the prophet of old, of the Old Testament, found that their faith in God, they hold on to it. You see, because God spoke to the prophets and told them that the Messiah was coming. God gave them a hope that the one who would deliver them was on the way. You see, that message of the prophet can be summarized as, hang on, God is working, and the Messiah is coming. So get ready, your deliverer, it's coming. Even now in 2023, it is a message of hope and a message of encouragement. And it is so also a promise. Jesus told his disciples before he left to go tarry at Jerusalem and wait on the promise of the Comforter to come. And after he ascended on high, 10 days later, while there was in the upper room, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, came in like a rushing mighty wind and gave him utterance that was filled with the Holy Spirit and start speaking in other tongues. That promise came to pass. When we look around in 2023 and we hear about wars and rumors of wars, when we hear about earthquakes happening in various places, when we look around and see how the weather is reacting, hurricanes are stronger now. Wildfires are consuming forests as well as homes all over the place. Floods, all type of calamities that is happening. It is all prophecy being fulfilled. We have heard scriptures being read, taught about, and there is evidence of everything that Jesus said would happen is happening. So we know that one day he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's not coming back for a building. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Because in the book of John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. So this is a promise that the Messiah that Jesus made. Jesus is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. If he said it, it's going to happen. When God tells him to come and rapture the church and bring them home. So we as born-again believers of Christ, we are the church. We're supposed to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be the ones that God is dependent on you and I and every believer of Christ to go into the byways and the highways and to tell people to come, to bring forth the saving message of salvation to people that have not yet come back in right standing with God, the Father, the creator of all creation. Yet God is merciful. God is a God of grace, mercy, and love. But there will come a time where the grace of God will be lifted. There will come a time where his attention will go back to those that are the original people of God. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't put off what you can do today for tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get right with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2023, as we look around, there's sin running rapid through the land. People are flocking to listen to a lie faster than they'll do to hear the truth. Because these are the times in the times that we are living in. But we as born-again Christians, we as born-again believers of Christ have been drafted in into the family of God. We have to be the one to keep standing. We have to be the one to stretch out in faith and to walk in obedience to what God asks us to do. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus would suffer persecution. Jesus suffered all the way to the cross. He completed the mission that he came down here to do, and that is to provide a way out of sin to get right with God. That's why he is the way, the truth, and the life. He shared his blood for the remission of our sins. He became the ultimate sacrifice and bridged the gap between God and man. So Peter, the Apostle Peter, points out in 1 Peter chapter 1 that the true faith is not only tied to the prophets of old, but it is also to the fulfillment of those prophecies. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a faith found in the suffering and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Here we see in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, it says, searching what are what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand about the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. So believers in Christ, our faith is built upon the prophecies of the Old Testament, which said a Messiah is coming. And our faith is built upon Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So beloved, all of us have faith. But will your anchor of faith hold in the days when the storms of life will happen? Is your faith built upon the truth of the scriptures? Child of God, the time to anchor your faith. Excuse me. Child of God, the time to anchor your hope and faith in Christ is now, before the storm of life shows up. People of God, only a faith in Christ is true, tested, and timeless. I'm going to say it again. Believer in Christ, only a faith in Christ is genuine, if it's true, and tested, and timeless. So child of God, faith is a connection between human weaknesses and divine power. Faith is the connection between human weakness and divine power. If your faith is weak, then you will not be able to receive the gifts that God wants so badly to give you or to present both to you and also as a church. You see, our faith at times needs to be strengthened. A question may be asked in 2023. How can I strengthen my faith? Well, as a believer in Christ, faith comes from spending time with your Father, with your God, in prayer and in the Word of God, the Bible. Yes, beloved, prayer is a big component of this. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, it says to pray without ceasing. Child of God, this does not mean constantly on your knees, but it means to have a constant spirit of prayer, where your mind and your thoughts are connected with the Holy Spirit at all times. So believer in Christ, if you constantly give your will to God and your way to Him by submerging yourself in God's word and spending time in prayer, you will actually be changed in the image of Christ. Yes, the word says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause in the verse, men are always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. It is important on a daily basis for us to get in our prayer closet, whether it's early in the morning or during the day, and have a little talk with Jesus in order to get our instruction from God, our instruction for this day's journey, and for us to spend time, a devoted time set apart to study the Word of God by ourselves. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So tell God, be strong in faith. The Bible says in the book of James 2:26, it says, why is the body without the spirit is dead? So faith without works is dead also. So will your anchor of faith hold when the storms of life come a-knocking at your door? People of God, we have to learn how to live our lives in a certain way if we want to be justified in the sight of God and not to live according to the standard of the world, according to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So, beloved, for us to have a faith that works, we must understand that there is a connection between faith and the kingdom of God. You see, faith is how we live, but the kingdom of God is the system that we ought to live in. So we live by faith. We live by faith. We live by faith, according to faith. We is not moved by emotions, but we are moved by the fact of knowing that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to understand how the kingdom of God works. The Bible says here in the book of Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So people of God, the kingdom of God is within us. Is within you. And the kingdom of God is a system of seed, process, and harvest. So as a believer in Christ, the seed of your faith is meant to be planted in the ground. And then after sowing and planting, your faith has to be cultivated. Then once the harvest comes, we must reap the harvest by faith. So this means that we have to water our faith constantly with the word of God. Remember that Romans 10:17 says, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So child of God, living by faith on a day-to-day basis, you can only do this. You can only receive faith when you have heard a rhema word, a right now word, a rhema word from God. Then once you get that rhema word, you need to take it the living word from God and apply it in your life or in a situation that you find yourself in. So child of God, you need, in order to have your need being met, it is vital and is important to understand that God's kingdom and his designated system is to be worked and received. And we have to apply it on a daily basis to our lives. If we do not work our faith, then our faith is considered dead. If we are to be justified in the sight of God, we must live our lives by faith. You see, the word of God is the evidence and the confirmation and proof that the real thing exists. Real genuine faith is not passive. Real genuine faith is active. Yes, again, for a reminder, if you want to live a life of faith and a life that is pleasing to God, then you must work and grow your faith. Because active faith will release God's power in your life. Active faith. Faith that is alive. Faith that is being demonstrated. That is being on display in your life as well as mine. So again tonight we are talking about, will your anchor of faith hold in times, in difficult times, in times of trouble, in times that are unexpected, stand strong and stay in faith. God bless you. God keep you in these times that we are living in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we just hope that what was said tonight, that you will apply it to your life. If you would like to reach us or write us, you can write us at WTBOW or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if you want to reach us or write to us, you can write at W or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have an enjoyable, safe, blessed night. Thank you for praying for us, and we'll keep continuing to pray for you. So by the grace of God, God's willing, we'll meet again on Friday at 6 p.m. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Good night.